With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest to you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com. When you have a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. This past weekend for Mother's Day, I'm treating my wife while grilling. I'm treating myself with a Miller Lite. Miller Lite, it just tastes right. Whether it's barbecue season or just celebrating a regular day with burgers and dogs, with a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend. Still standing by, sitting by. Tyler, we'll take your phone calls for your best and worst of the weekend. Dan's deals, time is running out. Great success, and we decided that we were going to extend it for one final day, today only for the DP Show audience, and this way we can get these items shipped out to you in time for Mother's Day. So take advantage of what we have to offer, 50 to 60% off. We got great luggage there. We got some facial stuff, cleansing brush that Paulie's daughters were fighting over the weekend. You're going to get it for under $50. It's featured on Good Morning America, the Today Show. We want to help you out and give you an assist here. I'm John Stockton. I'm just handing out assist here for everybody for Mother's Day. Take advantage of it. Today's the last day, and you can go to danpatrick.com. Good to go. While supplies last, okay? All right. Final hour, 877-3DP-SHOW. Good morning, those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. New poll question, Seton, and maybe the final results of the previous poll questions.
Yeah, we got up there. Who should be more upset today, Kirk Cousins or Michael Penix Jr.? Right now, it's 61% is still Cousins. Team in the worst shape going forward. Suns are running away with that one, followed by... Well, actually, it's pretty close between the Suns and the Lakers. They're sharing about 39 to 37% of the vote. Okay. Nobody's worried about the Sixers, which is great.
I would worry about the Sixers. I would. But, I mean, it's not that I'm worried about the teams in the East getting so much better. Boston is still young, and they're always going to be formidable, you would think, if they're keeping that nucleus together. Am I worried about, you know, the Knicks? Knicks maybe got it right, and maybe they can add a little bit more to this. But, you know, that's a tough team. They play with the personality of their head coach. Brunson goes for 47. They're not afraid. And, you know, they can be in the mix here. But I don't know if I look like the Miami Heat, like who am I looking around going, oh, we got to worry about them. You know, good teams, not great teams. Milwaukee, Dame is, you know, showing signs here. Giannis obviously injured, but he'll be back maybe next year. But that's an older roster there. Yes, Seton.
Maurice on Twitter suggested a poll question for us. Now that the Suns have been eliminated, does that mean Fritzy is back to being the best booker in the business? All right.
Oh, yeah. Devin Booker. I see what he did.
Devin Booker. Oh. Todd Fritz Booker.
Mm. Ouch.
I appreciate that, Maurice.
Who's had a better year, Fritzy or Devin Booker?
Devin Booker.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if you're up for worst Danette or best Danette. Like, you've been kind of middling.
Best one?
Yeah.
Are you saying the 2-3 spot is the worst place to be as a Danette?
Yes, and Todd has the 2-3 spot right now. Yeah. The 2-3 seed.
The middle of the road, yeah, kind of thing.
So you're not number one seed for most valuable, Danette, and you're not last for least valuable.
It's kind of there.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah. You're like a play-in team right now. Yeah.
It could go either way.
Play-in. Yes, Paul.
It's like the NFL draft. You want a top five pick so you could restart your franchise. Or you'll be, if you're at the bottom of the draft, you're doing well. But if you have the 17th pick of the draft, you're in no man's land.
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, still time, Todd.
There is.
I mean, we're not even into May yet.
It's inconsistent. One day you're up, one day you're down.
I don't know if you're up, you know. I don't know if you've had a high high, like one of those days.
I've definitely had the low lows.
You have a couple of low lows, but that's okay. You're our Lolo Jones.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll accept that.
What happened to Lolo Jones?
Yeah, that's a great question.
She was a thing there for a while.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, she wasn't a thing.
The hype wasn't matching the production.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
reference, by the way.
Yeah,
we're not even in the Olympics.
I know. Well, close. You know, Paris Olympics coming up. You know, never too soon to.
Are we going to Petty?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's a quick no.
I would love to. Paris is awesome.
Yeah, Paris is the best.
Yeah, it's good. I'd like to go to Gay Paris with you. Go to the Moulin Rouge.
Do you have a Parisian we're not going?
Wow, Todd. Thank you, Todd.
I appreciated that one.
Who has not been to Paris?
I have not been to Paris.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. Fun. Nice. Think you'd like it. Anthony Edwards goes for 40, 31 in the second half, and Timberwolves say goodbye to the Phoenix Suns, the artist formerly known as the Phoenix Suns. So what's next for the Phoenix Suns? Well, here's Anthony Edwards talking about if it meant anything to knock out the Suns.
Kevin Durant, for sure. It's my favorite player of all time. Like I said last time, it's the best feeling in the world, man, to, you know, send him home or out, whatever you want to call it. I don't even think I outplayed him. He played great throughout the whole series, but, you know, my team outplayed his. And, you know, to come out victorious is the best feeling ever to beat him because he's my favorite player of all time.
Okay. Is that Anthony Edwards or James in Virginia?
Yes.
Jalen Brunson goes for 47. That set the franchise record. And Indiana up 3-1 after hitting 22 of 43 from three-point range. And they rough up the Milwaukee Bucks. The game's coming up tonight. It's the Lakers, and this could be the end. They're 7.5-point underdogs. Thunder at the Pelicans. Celtics will be at the Heat. The Sixers game with Joel Embiid, and looks like a beaten man. He's beaten up, but looks like a beaten man. And he had this to say about the Philadelphia fans, who certainly sounded like Knicks fans.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. I think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen.
All right. You know, if you think your team is going to get eliminated, you dump your tickets. Maybe that's what the Philly fans did. Hey, we're not going to win this. Might as well make some money. Knicks fans come in there because that was a Knicks crowd. Definitely. A couple hours down the turnpike and you're good to go. Yes, Marvin.
It's an easy train ride. We saw John Starks was on the train. Saw on social media. He took the train from New York to Philly. Right. And a bunch of Knicks fans were on the train. And he gave him a pep talk right before they got off. I was like, oh, that was easy. And paid double their tickets.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go.
All right. Scrap in Ohio. Hey, Scrap, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, how you doing, Dan P?
Good, Scrap.
Okay, here's my best of the weekend was between the draft, between number 138 and 140, UConn coach Dan Hurley was playing the saxophone on stage with the band at the draft. My worst is Roger Goodell on the Pat McAfee show lying and protecting the owners.
About...
why he won't come on your show.
Oh, he's not coming on my show, but that's okay. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see the interview. I read some excerpts, but I think they talked about gambling and why the commissioner said that they're, you know, all in, you know, the 180 that he did on gambling, but 18-game schedule. I mean, it's coming. The question is when, not if. It's silly. Yeah, you know, it's under consideration. No, they're going to do this. The number of games that are going to be played outside of the country, get ready for that. A lot more than you think. Because if you add the 18th game, now it feels like, hey, it's kind of a bonus. Now we can have in different parts of the world. That's what they want to do. So instead of having a team in London, and for years, we were told, Jacksonville. Well, now all you're doing is saying, hey, teams, pick a country. You can have a fan base there, and we'll be playing games. That's what's going on here. Yes, Pauline.
And you know how the NFL is. When Roger Goodell goes on a national show and says, 18 games, love it. Yeah, I see that. He actually talked about how to stretch the season and make it a three-day weekend. Like he was getting
like President's Day weekend, I think, and exactly. They would have the Super Bowl on Sunday, therefore people have Monday off. We've said this for years.
There was no blowback to the interview. Everyone's like, sign us up.
Yes.
It's inevitable.
We said, why don't you bump it back, and then you can have President's Day weekend, and then people can have that Monday off. I mean, there's no surprises here. 18 games, there's no surprises here. Oh, we all of a sudden like gambling when we said we were worried about the integrity of the sport. Okay. Yes, Todd.
If you're the head of the NFLPA, you're hearing that, you got to be, okay, they're all worried about injuries to our players. We're playing an extra game. They're going to make us schlep all over the world. What kind of monetary value will that be to the players for them to go along?
Well, you get an extra game check. And as much as we go, oh, gosh, they need to protect the players. I mean, are the players protecting the players? You're going to sign up for another paycheck here. So, hey, I don't like Thursday night games. I'm in the minority here. Do you need to have 18 games? Did we need to have 17? Oh, more. Now we're going around the globe. Okay. I mean, all I can do is raise my hand and say, you know, not all this makes sense. Did you see where they might allow those helmets? Like, this is going to happen, and I've said this before for the last 2 years. Can you come up with somebody who can design the helmets so they don't look space age, so they look a little bit more uniformed, and they don't stand out? But these are the cushion helmets. I'm not sure the official names of those. Paulie?
The Guardian helmets.
Okay. Yes. So Guardians of the Galaxy, can we make these helmets look aesthetically more pleasing than, God, look at that guy.
We actually talked about it last year in the preseason because of being used by defensive backs and running backs and wide receivers. And I think you brought up, if they actually help health, why aren't you using them in the regular season? Now it appears, according to ABC News, that players will be allowed to use them in the regular season. Their biggest concern was with the helmets were catching during full speed activity. Would they catch on each other and maybe cause neck injuries? That's still the question.
But it feels, I don't know. I would think when you have billions of dollars in this industry, you'd be able to come up with some. Well, although look at baseball with their new uniforms. Can't even come up with a new uniform. I mean, the uniforms aren't any good. Said that when they started. You know, they felt like they were Little League. And now they got to go back to the drawing board with this. Some shocker there. But as far as the helmets go, can you do something where the helmets don't catch on each other and maybe, you know, cause neck, you know, damage? But if you're using it in practice, that's why I said somebody has to be able to come up with a helmet that doesn't look weird and it kind of, you know, falls in line. And I go back to the aesthetics of it, that it doesn't look weird or odd to wear that. But now it looks like the NFL is saying that they're going to allow that. Yes, Todd?
Doesn't it have to be where everyone wears it or everyone doesn't wear it? Would they actually allow individual teams or individual players within a team to wear it? Some have bigger helmets, some have smaller ones, some look one way. I thought they like everything so nice and clean and neat on TV.
Well, you can choose what your face mask looks like. You can choose, you know, guys have different looks with their helmets, their shoulder pads, the shoes they wear. So I don't know if the NFL is going to go, no, you know, just like with our socks, they got to be pulled up, you know, to the right length. I always thought that that was strange, that you had somebody walking around and you're checking your socks. Hey, I'm going to find you. You didn't have your socks up high enough. Yeah, Paul.
So these Guardian helmets, it looks like the inside of the helmet is on the outside.
Yeah.
So one of the bigger challenges is to put a logo on it because it's not uniform. It's a bunch of little pads all over the place. So if you're going to put a Chiefs logo on it, how is that going to look? And that, I think that's one of their concerns going forward for next year.
Yeah, the aesthetics. Shane in Texas. Hi, Shane. What's on your mind?
Hey, every day it's a Super Bowl. No need to ask Dan how he's doing.
careful not to pull the Steve Levy and say this slowly. I have a disc bulge.
Okay.
And I had an MRI done over the week, last week. And the first thing that came into my mind as they were wheeling me in was Seton's imitation of Fritzy yelling, "You got to get me out of this thing."
Well, thank you, Shane. Danke, Shane. Are you kidding me?
I held off on the bloop. It's too late now.
No, it's not.
I was a bloop.
All right.
An unenthusiastic.
Danke, Shane. Bloop, bloop. Bulging. Pause. Disc. Yes, Paul?
That MRI, the first time you do it, it's a bit, and I'm not even claustrophobic, though it feels like something bad's happening to you.
Well, just the noise.
Yeah.
It's space age. It's like, and then they give you headphones, and then they play music, and you can still hear the, yes, Todd.
I had a bad experience, as you would imagine, with one of
those.
Because they check in with you periodically on some kind of little microphone. How are we doing in there, Mr. Fritz? I don't know if I was sweating or they saw that I was shaking a little bit. I go, is this almost over? Because, you know, I'm getting a little...
It's 10 minutes.
It seemed like 40 minutes to me.
It's 10.
It was you're going through this little teeny tunnel.
No, it's not teeny tunnel.
I felt like I was going to bang the top of my head on it as they're putting me through the thing. It was not
Todd, crazy. If it was teeny, you wouldn't fit through it.
That's not necessary.
They don't make different sizes because I asked for like the 2XL.
True.
I thought they made it bigger for me. I'm like, yeah, I did say it was just almost over. And they said, actually, we have another like 8-9 minutes left of this.
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes, 10, 12 minutes. Not bad. You just have to suspend, you know, belief in reality. You
sometimes
just,
they give you an IV with like some kind of diet that burns.
No, they don't.
Depends what they're looking at.
My God. Sean in Kansas. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
I do have a best and a worst. I think my best is I watched a movie that I think is right up your alley, Dan.
Okay.
If you haven't watched Monkey Man yet, it's very in the realm of John Wick, Jason Bourne, but no guns. It's all action, all fight scene, and I think you'd really like it.
Who's in Monkey Man?
Dev Patel is the director.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw the trailer of that. Okay, Dev Patel, he was in Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes, the action scenes are really, really well done, and he deserves a lot of credit for that because he put a lot of money and time into it, and I think you would really like that.
Cool.
My worst, my dad took me to a Suns game when I was a kid, and I saw Steve Nash, and I've been a Suns fan ever since, and I told him when we got Kevin Durant, I said, You're giving away the next 6 years worth of depth for one guy. And if you don't win a title in the next 2 years, you got to find a way to get picks for him. So I just think this was the worst decision they made to just mortgage the next 6 or 7 years for two players. And it's obviously never going to work. So,
well, Bradley Beal, I wouldn't have brought in, but Durant, you know, Durant can still play at a high level. It's just, I'm waiting for Devin Booker to be the leader. Like Devin Booker is going to be Joker or Giannis. But I don't get that feeling. There's always these games where you go, man, D-Book had a great night. I just don't get that feeling of, hey, I can count on that guy to lead me to an NBA title. I think he's one of the great shooters, scorers, but it's so much more than that. Can you do something more? Are you a leader? And I think he's always just going to have great numbers. I don't know if he's going to have great success. But does Durant want to stay? Like, you know, these guys don't have, you know, there's no trade clauses. Like, here you go. This is what you got. And for better or for worse, you tied up $150 million with those three coming up next season. And the West, I mean, we don't even have John Morant back yet. Denver's still good. You know, there's a couple of teams. You know, Portland is not good. Golden State, we don't know what they're going to be like. I mean, there's only a couple of teams in the West where you go, they don't have a chance. Yes, Marv?
Yeah, let San Antonio get a good point guard.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, keep waiting for that. You know, the Suns could get a good point guard. That might help them too. But definitely the Spurs. I kept thinking, okay, who's the point guard here? I mean, I'll take Tony Parker now.
In help. Condition now.
Yes. Wait, okay. Yes. I mean, you got a young kid in there. You need a point guard. Help him out. That's why I'm waiting for Chris Paul to go to San Antonio. Yeah. I think he wants to play one more year, so let him go down there and help the big guy. All right, when we come back, our best and worst of the weekend, more phone calls as well, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
The first Saturday in May, no other day can compete. The atmosphere, the excitement, the glamour. Churchill Downs, the 150th Kentucky Derby, May 4th on NBC and Peacock. Best and worst of the weekend, Todd. I'm going to... Oh, you got your Ranger gear on, your Ranger kit.
Let's go, Rangers! That's all I know.
Rangers beat the Caps 4-2 to sweep their first round series. Can you name three Rangers, current Rangers?
I think there's a Panarin, maybe. He might be on the Islanders, though. Ron Duguay.
That's not a good start.
Yeah. Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Van Beesbrook, Richter.
Nobody lives in the 80s like you do, with all of your sports teams.
Yeah,
it's nothing to do with nowadays, but you have all the gear. You just don't know anybody.
I got this from high school. This was like junior year in high school jersey.
Best and worst of the weekend, Todd.
If you like offense, this is my best of the weekend. And blowouts in Major League Baseball as opposed to a pitcher's duel, you must have enjoyed Saturday around the league. Astros over Rockies 12-4. Nationals over Marlins 11-4. Yankees over Brewers 15-3. Twins over Angels 16-5. Red Sox blank the Cubs at Fenway 17-0. What's going on here? Worst of the weekend, the Nuggets had to warm up for Game 4 Saturday night at the Lakers without their basketball shoes. The bus carrying the players' footwear somehow arrived late to the stadium. Some players were shooting around in flip-flops and slides. The boys got there. The bus got there eventually, but Denver would lose game four.
Okay. I don't know why you don't have your own shoes with you.
As a backup,
don't,
just in
don't
case.
They carry it over their shoulders? I mean, that's the way we used to. You got to have somebody who brings your shoes. Okay. And it's a different bus, the equipment that came in. No shoes. They were out there warming up in their slides. And but their head coach, Michael Malone, said that that was not the reason why they lost. I'm guessing they will have their shoes tonight since it's a home game. Seton, best and worst of the weekend.
My best, I've talked about it before, and we've played the sound today, and I'll hit the Kevin Durant one again. But I absolutely love the mutual respect between Kevin Durant and Anthony Edwards. Very rarely do you get someone as accomplished as Kevin Durant being so like classy or humble and saying, like, man, I love this kid. He's great. And he got the better of me. I love this soundbite from Kevin Durant.
I'm so impressed with Ant. My favorite player to watch. Just grown so much since he came into the league at 22. Just his love for the game just shines bright. And that's something that's probably, that's one of the reasons why I like him the most, because he just loves basketball. He's grateful to be in this position. He's taking advantage of every opportunity he's gotten. Love everything about Ant. Everything. And be watching him going forward. And You know he's going to go out there and play extremely hard every single night, but was really impressed with him. And he's going to be somebody I'm following for the rest of his career.
And then I thought he was going to add, and I look forward to playing with the Timberwolves next year. Like, I was waiting.
Look forward to being his teammate. Yes. That's the kind of guy you want to play for.
Yeah, so. I look forward to being a Timberwolf next year.
That's great. Yeah, that dude loves basketball, and I love that. My worst of the weekend, though, man, sticking with basketball, Jamal Murray, calf injury. That's hopefully not super serious, but you don't want star players or even the second star players on a team to be hurt.
Yeah, because he just had this big shot that he hit, right, and then all of a sudden people kind of rediscovered him. Never been an all-star.
He's a dude that can have a breakout game every series that you're like, God, that guy is good.
I have the over-under. DraftKings has an over-under for him tonight. 23.5. So I guess they're expecting him to play. Marvin, best and worst.
Best of the weekend, Lewis Riddick. At the end of the NFL draft, he thanked security. He thanked the editors who edited 475-plus highlight packages for all the draft prospects. So he thanked a lot of people that don't get a lot of credit putting that stuff together, including security. Worst of the weekend, Joel Embiid in the fourth quarter.
Ouch.
1 point, 7 turnovers. And 5 fouls.
Yeah. Like that you can't be a franchise player and have any of those stats in this game, a must win situation for you. And look, and I know that he's hurt. I get that. But you're like, how hurt are you in the fourth quarter when you're not as hurt in the first three quarters? And you have all those turnovers and all those fouls and you have 1 point. And then he had like that 10-footer, and then he didn't take the 10. I'm like, what are you doing?
Little weak layup?
Yes.
Like dunky.
What are you doing? Paulie, best and worst.
Pacers go up 3-1 on the Bucks. Miles Turner, the big man for the Pacers, 7-for-9 from 3, 29 points. Probably his career game. He's like in the Hall of Good. Every year he averages like 17 and 8 and a couple blocks. Very entertaining player, but like never has made an all-star team. The other best of the weekend, I would say, the city of Detroit. I know you come out for Thursday night for the draft. They came out on Saturday for rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. There were crowds outside. It was really unbelievable. Detroit came out big.
Yeah, I think it was close to 800,000 came out for the draft. That was impressive.
To watch names be called.
Yes. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Well, you know, you get fans who get dressed up. I mean, there's atmosphere there, but and you get a chance to be on TV, perhaps. Although when you look at the overhead camera and you're looking at all those people, there's some people getting on TV. There's a whole lot of people that aren't getting on TV. Yeah, Mark.
Watching the late round guys get finally drafted. Oh, I couldn't imagine being at one of those draft parties where it's like, man, he's supposed to be a third rounder. We're in a fourth round. Like,
yeah.
Is that who's that calling? Oh, man, it's my uncle. Stop calling me.
I think if, yes, you don't want somebody calling and then the team is trying to call you, can't get a hold of you. I don't know if it's ever been, we can't get a hold of him. All right, let's take somebody else. All right, with the 34th pick. Yes, Eaton.
Well, there's that video, too, of Tom Brady, you know, and he gets all emotional because he's talking about his parents or whatever, and it's draft day, and he's like, you know, the phone wasn't ringing, so I just decided I'm going to go for a walk, and I'm just going to go walk around and get some. You went for a walk? Like, what the hell do you mean? I wouldn't leave my house. I would be like, is everything working? Is the phone line right? Is my cell service? Did I pay my bill? Did I whatever? I'm just going to go for a walk and clear my head.
I would not have a draft day party. Unless I was going in the top 10, I would not. Because, you know, the difference between being the 11th pick or the 31st pick, you know, it can be a couple hours, it feels like. And then you're like, oh, God. Somebody call. Who is it? It's nobody. Nobody. Spam. Yeah, Paul.
So when they get to the last pick of the draft, they do the whole Mr. Irrelevant thing. They do it every year. They mention the names. Brock Purdy now has NFL immortality.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady, he's the sixth round guy. Brock Purdy, would, I know he's got a good career going, but let's say it doesn't pan out. He will have immortality on draft day. He's the first name mentioned now. Forever.
Larry in Michigan. Hi, Larry. What's on your mind?
5'6", 156. Best of the week. My Lions, going Canadian. I like the way that they picked up a big old tackle out of British Columbia, and they also, over the offseason, picked up the sack leader from last year from the CFL. The worst of the week is the rest of the NFC North. That division's going to be tough with the Bears picking Williams and Oduzer, and then Minnesota picking up Taylor, who's madder than heck that he didn't get picked earlier, and Green Bay, annoying as ever. I got another 10, 15 years of another Green Bay quarterback. Ugh! And because I came with it a half of getting. I've got two Barry Sanders jerseys that I've never worn. I haven't worn since he retired because I was so mad. And I said, I will not wear these until they get to a Super Bowl. I'm not stupid. I didn't say win it. I said, get to it. And came within a half. And just frustrating.
Keep your head up, Larry. Keep your head up. It's like you get greedy, because if I would have said to you, hey, your team's going to go to the NFC title game, you'd be like, I'm not even going to ask if we won. Like, we're going to go to the NFC title game? Yes. You'd sign up for that. Well, now, if you go to the NFC title game this year, you're like, yeah, but we went there last year. Like, you're not going to be satisfied. It doesn't take long for us to go, God, I would give anything to make the playoffs. And then you make the playoffs, and it's like, yeah, but we made the playoffs before. Like Cowboy fans, hey, how about 13 more wins this year? Yeah, I want a first-round win. Yeah, you can have 13 wins. Can't guarantee you that first-round victory in the playoffs. Yes, Marvin?
But I think for the Lions, it's only because you were up 24-7. I think it's almost like being a Falcons fan. Sorry, Falcons fans. Being up 28-3, like, oh, if the Falcons can get to a Super Bowl, you would have rather had them lose the way they lost to the Broncos instead of the way they lost to the Falcons.
Thank you, Mark. Nate in Iowa. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just calling in. The one caller talking about the Falcons, knowing about maybe their upcoming suspension. The Dolphins did lose a first-round pick in 2023 from that tampering. Their penalty was losing their first-round pick in 23 and a third round in 24. And then similar tampering. I think the Chiefs in 2015 lost a third and sixth for talking with Jeremy Maclin.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Thank you for setting us straight on that, Nate. Yeah, because I know that it was, I think, a third-round pick this year. I forgot that they got dinged a first-round pick for flirting with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, I'm looking at the report on that one, and the Dolphins got three different occasions they tampered with Brady. Like, they were caught thrice. Wasn't like a one-time accidental thing where an XL run-in.
James in California. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Dan, third time, long time, 6'1", 220. Yeah, so 3 days ago, Post Malone, he released his cover of I'm Gonna Miss Her by Brad Paisley. I know that you and the Danettes, after some persuasion to you, got to go see Post Malone during Super Bowl week when you're at Fountain Blue. And I looked up the music video, and you know, 22 years ago in 2002, you were in the music video for Brad Paisley's I'm Gonna Miss Her. Wanted to see if it was a full circle moment for you, if you remember when you were back at the mothership, and you've had a chance to listen.
I did not get a chance to listen, but I know Post Malone did a country set recently, maybe over the weekend. He's also in the first song on Taylor Swift's album. He's a very talented guy. even though he's a Cowboy fan. I mean, he's a very talented guy. Came out with his Troy Aikman jersey on in Vegas. It sounded great. I thought the Brad Paisley video that I was in, wasn't it called Gone Fishing? I don't remember if I was in another Brad Paisley video. For some reason, I thought it was that. And then he ended up winning like the Country Music Award or something, Video of the Year. And I should say we, but then he got up there and then he didn't thank me. And he said that he didn't think he was going to win and he forgot. But he comes up to ESPN. It was a Sunday night. I was doing SportsCenter. And Brad Paisley brings up his wife. Now, I didn't know that she was an actress. And she was in Father of the Bride, I think. Does that sound right, Todd?
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. And I don't even know if he introduced her other than her first name and didn't say, you know, that she... So I didn't realize it. Because I'm doing SportsCenter, but he wanted to come up and watch SportsCenter. Yes, Tom.
Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Yes. And so he, you know, we talked for probably a half hour, and he won me in a music video. And then I think I just played myself in the music video. Do you got any details over there on the video that I'm in? Anybody over there doing anything? No.
Sorry, trying to figure out which music videos you were in.
Well, you mean the ones with Brad Paisley?
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be just one, I'm thinking.
But you don't remember that?
I remember I was in a music video, but I thought it was like Gone Fishing. Is it that hard to Google Dan Patrick, Brad Paisley?
I'm going to miss her. The medicine will... you know what? When I bring up Brad Paisley, Dan Patrick,
yeah,
five different video music videos come up. So,
same, yes.
Yeah. The most surprising thing is that you're not sure which one it is, rather than us not being able to figure it out.
I'm not sure.
How the hell don't you guys know this? Why don't you?
No, you should... You're Googling. I can't Google it while I'm on the
air. Lived it. You lived it.
I lived a lot of things, Seton. You don't remember everything that you lived either.
Yeah.
Yes, well, Todd.
It appears to be I'm Gonna Miss Her, the fishing song in parentheses. It appears to be, or it is. I'm looking at someone says it all started with former ESPN sportscaster Dan Patrick, and then it talks about 2002, Brad Paisley set up to do a music video, I'm Gonna Miss Her, the fishing song.
Okay.
It appears to be.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Yes, it is you. And I'm Gonna Miss Her.
Okay.
Official video.
But it is the fishing song.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
Brad Paisley did an interview about this just a couple of years ago and said he had written a song in college and had the thought of the video even back in college. He was watching ESPN, and he said he wanted, in his head, you to be the guy in the video well before he even got to Nashville.
Hmm. Yeah, nice guy.
You know, we're in another music video, kind of. The country singer Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
His first ever video, he's in like a old bar, like a kind of a pub, and he's singing on stage, and there's a... one of our beer neons behind him. It says the Dan Patrick Show. It's right behind
his
shoulder.
That was pretty awesome.
And it was unplanned. It was just happened.
Was that Red Hook?
Yeah, that's right.
Red Hook. Yeah. Okay. And then Hootie and the Blowfish. I was in that video.
Only Want to Be With You.
Thank you, Marvin. Didn't have to Google that one. And I think that's it. I think that's all the music videos.
Limp Bizkit? No.
No. No.
They asked.
The Janet Jackson one?
Oh.
Yeah.
What one's that?
Rhythm Nation? I don't know. Why don't you guys know?
You lived in
Rhythm Nation.
Yes.
Todd.
But does the music videos, like the In Memoriam, are you going to be on that one too now? Now that we know that you got that in your back pocket too. Not just the Academy Awards. The music video, the MTA, MVAs, whatever, MTV Music Awards?
MTAs.
MTA?
That's actually the Transit Authority.
Thanks, Todd. All right. Let me take a break. We're going to wipe that one off the possible sports Emmy reel.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. For next year. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn. What's in store tomorrow. All of that right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
So Billy Joel on Friday night. No opening act, by the way. It's just Billy Joel, 2.5 hours. And you know that you're really successful when you can't play all of your hits in 2.5 hours. But it was good. It's fun. A lot of sing-along. Third row seats. My wife surprised me. Great seats. Yeah. Close enough that I could see the set list on his piano. Yes, Todd.
Did he still do the encore thing and pretended it was over and it wasn't over? I don't know if you reach a certain age where you walk out and then you got to come back in and you walk out again, come back in. Question, answer. Did you ask, answer, ask thing then?
Try it again.
Did Billy Joel have any kind of encore where he pretended the concert was over, but it wasn't?
He had an encore. I don't know if he was pretending that it was over. Like, he didn't say, good night, drive home safely or anything.
And the crowd goes crazy. No, please, there has to be one or two more.
But that bothers you?
When I first went to a concert, I didn't know from encores and things like that. I'm like, I was wondering what that was all about.
Would it bother you more if he didn't have an encore? He left a couple of big songs out and he just said, good night.
Yes, that would bother me. Because it happened to me with Hall & Oates. They left.
So
they
are you okay then that he has the fake ending to the concert?
Yes, I was just wondering if he did do that, not whether I don't like encores or not. I was wondering if he did it.
Yeah, he did. He did do that. Everybody does that. Yes, he.
What year was that scarring incident, Todd?
I was at a Hall & Oates concert in the early to mid-80s, and they left, and I was like, wait a second, where's...
And you're still upset about the great encore incident of 1984.
It's the last concert he went to.
How do you not do Private Eyes and Kiss on My List? What's going on here? They're leaving.
It's likely almost 40 years ago.
I was going down the escalator.
Everything in his life is 40 years ago, Steve.
This is one time that I got there, and then I felt like leaving, and I
left my seat. I went down the escalator. I was getting ready to leave the whole facility there, and all of a sudden, I could hear them starting to play music again. What? And I ran back.
You're buried to lead. So you're saying they did an encore, and you missed it.
He thought the concert was over?
I missed the first part of like one of their last two or three songs because I thought it was over, and then I went back up the escalator because I thought they were done playing. I didn't know that they did
this. Okay, but that's not on Hall & Oates. That's on you.
I wasn't aware. I was very ignorant to how the whole concert thing goes where you pretend you're done, but you're not because you're in the crowd
situation. But you're blaming Hall & Oates. That's how you started this. You got scarred by this.
Yes, I was upset because I didn't understand why they didn't play it earlier, and I thought it was over, and I felt like I got tricked. I'm like, why do you got to play games? Like, just sing all the songs. Why do you got to pretend it's over?
Did you see a lot of people who didn't move? They weren't leaving their seats?
I thought they were waiting for the credits to run or something. Like, it's a concert. It's not a movie.
The fact that you're still scarred 40 years later.
I still bought the concert shirt and everything.
Of course you did.
There's not an encore to this segment, is there?
No. No. Nobody would want it if they were.
Can't believe that it's in private eyes.
People are already leaving early. They're not even waiting for the very end.
I missed the first 90 seconds of this three-song encore?
This day in sports history, Paul.
1941, the Boston Bees changed their name to the Braves before they moved. Mm. 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports premiered. What a great run they had.
Yeah.
Here's a fun one for you. 85, Billy Martin was brought back for the fourth time as manager of the New York Yankees. And
I was there.
For the fourth one?
Yeah.
Remember, it became like a joke. The
it
press
was.
Conference?
You know what? When you said that fourth time, I go, I think I was there for the third and fourth time that Billy Martin came back with the Yankees. Oh, my God.
1988, the Baltimore Orioles set a record losing the first 21 games of the regular season.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Haas in South Bend. Hey, Haas.
Good morning, Dan. Hey, best and worst of the weekend. My best is my Indiana Pacers. Boy, it's been a long time since I've been able to be excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
My worst is I just got back from Pensacola on vacation, and the unpacking. I hate the unpacking. It is the worst. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Personal issues. Unpacking does stink.
Packing is what I don't like. Unpacking, you just take stuff out, throw it in the laundry. Packing, you're like, okay, I got to have that. I got to that. And then, oh, I forgot that.
But if it's colder than those.
Yeah, I don't know. When you come back, that's not difficult. The hard part's packing. Let's go around the room if we learned anything. Todd, did you truly learn something?
I did, actually. Rick Neuheisel thinks Kirk Cousins will be a great broadcast analyst once he's done playing football.
Yeah, that's not the thing that Falcons fans want to hear. You know, he's going to be a great broadcaster. How about quarterback? Seton O'Connor, what'd you learn?
Michael Penix Jr. III is the one who should be upset.
Yes. Yes, he's probably going, wait, if I go to the Raiders, I start right away. Marvin, how about you?
Fritzy does not like encores.
God. Paulie, what did you learn?
CBS Sports with an overhaul of their Sunday show.
Yeah, Boomer Esiason and Phil Simms are out. Todd, what did I learn today?
Anthony Edwards has Riz, as the kids say. He's got charisma, Ant-Man, not afraid.
Go back to that movie, that Sandler movie. And when I'm watching him in Hustle, I said to Sandman, I said, that dude is a star. And Sandman said, you know, he can act. He was really, really talented in that movie. What we learned brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start a continue collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Don't forget about the Mother's Day gifts. Last chance for you. Today is the last day. Go to DanPatrick.com. Thanks for joining us. We're going to try to do better tomorrow. For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Have a great Monday, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.